Check his blood pressure again. He's in the room now.
Yeah, he's in the room.
Give him a few minutes and then we can check it again. Okay?
Room 5 said it's negative. We're waiting on the flu. 5 minutes on the flu.
Test takes a while, but many times messed up, I'll get it all the way. But that's cooking. It can take a few more minutes. But yeah, it's cooking better already. But then have strep. You might have the flu. The flu you don't really well. If you have the flu, you're getting some pain, but that's like that's a little bit. It doesn't do a whole lot of good. But giving him Advil or Tylenol helps a lot. You can give him some of that at home. You can alternate them every 3 to 4 hours and get them together. You just don't want to give either one of them more often than 4 to 6 hours.
Okay.
Tylenol and ibuprofen is the main thing that we give the kids for, like aspirin. It's not aspirin, it's the NSAID. We don't give aspirin to kids. And, but he should be better now, right? Does he need electrodes at his school and stuff like that?
He does at school, yeah. Pre-K.
Pre-K, yeah. So keep him home 2 days and put, over this and not really. All right, well, you're back to normal, so give us a few minutes on the test and we'll be sure it's all right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
2 minutes left. Really, it takes about 15 to start off. Right?
Yeah.
They have one. I thought they had one, but y'all use the, what are those called? They're called the Sophia. It's a flu test is on the Sophia machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were faster on the Sophias than they used to be, the old ones, like they used to be, like, you know, like they did.
Yeah.
But the Sophia still takes 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
But they're more accurate anyway, I think. That's the whole thing about it. Yeah. But y'all have the machine over here that you used to use, one back by the door?
No, not anymore. We used to have this one. We used to do the COVID outside.
Oh, that's why they
have
it in there.
Yeah, that's
why we had it. Do drive up COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, so you, the machine, you still have it, or you don't?
Yeah, it was this one.
This one did?
Yeah, we moved it back there, one of them.
Okay, yeah, the Sophia's are great. We used to have, like, a whole bunch of Sophia's. You could do chemistries and everything but thyroid almost.
Really?
There in the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
You used to make, it was supposed to be an emergency room. It had a, the front part, mm-hmm. the left side of the clinic, and this was an emergency room.
Oh.
You see people like they were in the emergency room, and back over there.
Oh, wow.
They had to have all their equipment, but it was going to be like an emergency room, so they could do stats, CBCs, and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
That was some years ago, but I think he's kind of doing that anymore. But then he's right. Got the hospital now.
Yeah.
And the pyramids and everything like that. So. All right, well, how are we doing now?
Still 1 minute.
There's no early signs. He didn't tell you anything to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The little boy feels a lot better. You can see a big difference, right? They're playing on his toy.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times did it because you see a tall on that boy.
Yeah.
You can feel that. Different kid. Okay. So does Clea, did you ever come in May? You've been working here for a little while. How long have you been working here?
4 years.
4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Clea comes every once in a while, but all the others.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes? Okay. Good.
Yeah.
That's good. Something like that. Thank you. All right. Well, he does have two D, okay, that kind of explains things differently. The deer doesn't really look bad to me. I don't think he's there in a body. I could put him on some, you know, some rib rocks. I could get him asking to see if he's coming out.
How's
the deer feel?
Hi,
Gavin. Is it still hurt?
No, it's red. Not
as red. Does that hurt when I do that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to get through again, okay?
Where's the ear? No, we have that for a minute while I look at you. Okay. Woo! Great boy.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Yeah, the ear doesn't really look bad. I thought maybe you had like a little tiny sternum, but it seemed to be kind of tender. I don't really think he needs anything for the ear. I'm going to go ahead and give you some ear drops. And then we'll treat both. If he complains about the ear, he's complaining about it. He isn't getting that, but I am going to go ahead and give him some pain for it. Maybe that will help him lift up here a little bit. He's probably going to get over pretty quick anyway, but it wouldn't hurt to give him that pain for it. That's just like a dose of liquid. It's going to be twice a day. And keep an eye on his temperature like we did. You know, just give him, you can buy the ibuprofen and Tylenol if you don't have it already. Just give the dose on it. That's it. Okay. You can give them both together, Tylenol and ibuprofen together. Or you can alternate them as long as you can. Okay. You can get it off. It can last in a few hours. So that's why you want to use both of them. You know, if you need to. All right, there you go.
Ready?
Okay, that's a pretty neat game there you got there. Everybody, all the kids got their own tablets.
Right? Yeah. That's
it. Thank
you.
All right, bye.
Oh, Kevin, what's your tour?
They give it to you at the front.
Okay.
Come around here. Bye.
This is this little guy, Braxton.
Okay.